Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nunches Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're still dealing with the Halachos and Netilas Yadayim in Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Yesterday, in the middle of Sif Dalid, we learned the Halacha that if one hand touches the other hand, it's problematic if you haven't done a proper full Netilah. The water on the hand of the first hand that you washed can become tame from the second hand, and we had that whole discussion as to how a person should properly wash his hands. Today we add on the following, the first line on Nunches Amid Beis. Im Noga Behem Acher, if another person were to touch your hand, you washed until it's your diet, you put water on your right hand, and now somebody else shakes your hand or touches you. Im Noga Behem Acher, Shalom Notal Yodav. And that person's hands aren't clean, they're potentially tame, and he touches your hand while it's still moist. You now have to dry off your hand and wash your hands again. Because this second person was metame your hands, they were moist, they had water on them, even if that water is tahar, you had poured mayim shneim on it, or you had poured a revis on it at once, but that is tahar water, but it becomes tame when it comes into contact with that person's hands. That water is tame. It now is re-metame your hands. You have to dry your hands off and go and wash your hands again. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memhei, as I pointed out, this is even if you've already washed your hands with mayim shneim, so your hand is tar and the water on your hands is tar. Or obi revis v'vasachas, you poured an entire revis on it, so it never was mayim tumeim, as we've discussed in the last couple of days shiurim. Shekvar nitaru yod v'legamri, and your hands are perfectly tar, but they're still moist, they're still wet. Kiven shenoga behem acher shalom notal yodov, since another person whose hands are tame has touched your water on your hands when he touched your hands, that made that water tame, which in turn made your hands tame, so you now have to dry off that water and wash your hands again. The issue footnote number 33 brings down, afilu im nago behem tinok ben yomo. This is true even if it's a little baby, a one-day-old baby, that touches with the baby's hands, your hands. So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos that you have to go wash your hands as well. Again, even a baby can be metame yodayim. However, in the Shelos Tshuvas says Oris Tshuva, he says he's not sure what the halacha is if a non-Jewish person touches your hands, since the din of tumah doesn't apply to them. So he wants to suggest that if a non-Jewish person were to touch your hands, so then that wouldn't make them actually tummy. The issue for number 34 brings down, what about if this happens during the middle of the meal? Your hands are wet from the middle of the meal, not from the netilas yadayim, but you spilled some water on them, or they're wet for whatever the reason. And now somebody else touches your hands, so you have to go wash again. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish that you do not have to do this. It's only specifically the water from the Netilas Yadayim that has the potential to re-metame your hands. We're not makpid in other situations that you have to go wash your hands again if your hands are wet and somebody whose hands were tame touched your hands while they're wet during the meal. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Memvav, he's telling us, wrote Salomar, Shamayim Nitmu Minigiyoso Umitamim Hayodayim. As I've already explained, it was all based upon the Mishneh Berurah, no chidushin of my own, that water that is on your hands, even though that's tahar water, now becomes tame when the other person touches it, and that in turn, that water is now tame, is going back and remitaming your yodayim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Lekach, therefore, Tzorich Lizor, a person has to be very careful. Kishashofech Mayim Shlishis, Shem Shdim Levad Me'er Rishonim, that when a person does the pouring three times, we discussed this the other day, and the Mishneh Berurah brings it down over here in Sivkot Mem Zayin, Sharishonim Boyim Rak Lahasir Alichlo, Kinal Basif Beis, that the first time you pour the water was to get rid of the dirt that's on your hand, that really wasn't for Netilas Yadayim, as we've already explained in Sif Beis. So now you're pouring it three times, the second and third pourings over here are the equivalent normally of the first and second pourings that you do on your hands. Shehem shniim levad me rishonim. These are the two additional that you have to pour besides the rishonim, which is for the lichloch. So the Mechaber says, shelo yiga, you have to be very careful that you don't touch your hand biyad chaverta, one hand to the other hand, or to your friend's hand, ad sheyishboch gam al zeh shnia, until you pour the mayim shniim in this situation, the mayim shlishis over here, or o sheyishboch mitchil al shtem kiachur, or you pour the entire amount of the revias on both hands together, so there's no tummy water over here. V'im not al kol yad me revias, If you pour the entire revi'ah, as we've already pointed out, then you don't have to be concerned that one hand touches the other hand because both hands are tahar in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memches explains, your other hand, which only has upon it the mayim rishonim, halot mayim hand, that water is tameh, unless you pour the revi'ah. If it now touches your other hand, the water from your left hand, which is still tame, when it comes into contact with your right hand, will be metame your right hand again. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubidyevid imnoga." If in this situation you did go and touch, Yesh Omrim, he brings this down to the Sharet Zion and Otz Lamed Zayin. He brings this down in the name of the Yamshel Shlomo, the Magen Avraham, quoting the Yamshel Shlomo, says that you can be makel over here. Yesh Omrim shein tzorich lenagva, and you don't have to dry it off. In Dishu Vudah number 35, he brings down the Chazon Ish, who's very perplexed by this and doesn't understand why this should be the case, because as we've already explained, that water is tame. When it comes into contact with your right hand, that's not the water that was on your right hand. That's water that was from a different place. That's tame, so it should be b'ritame, your right hand. So he's tamua on this. He doesn't understand this kula of the Yamshel Shlomo. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Raknosin achakach mayim ole pamachas. It's adequate, according to this opinion, the Yamshel Shlomo, to pour mayim shniim on this. The kivin shekvar hayu tamei legamrim, since they were totally clean. Afal pi shenitmu miyado acheres, even though now they became tamei from the left hand. Mahani mayim mashnim latarim. Now water from the second pouring would be adequate over here to be matar them. However, he brings down then in Oslam and Ches in the Sharet Zion. This is based upon the Ramah, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, the Lavush, and the Mamre Mordechai. They all are machmir, sort of like the Chazon Ish had implied, the tmiah that he had on the Yamshel Shlomo. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'yesh omrim the gam bezet tzorch l'agvo." You have to dry it off. Kibo b'naga b'hem acher. This is no different than if somebody else touched your hands. If your left hand touched your hand, it's the same thing. It's tamei, and it's going to re-metamei your hands. The Mechaber then said that if you take an entire revius, then this isn't the problem, because all the water is tar. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memtes explains, Rotsu Lomar, Kemosha Kosav Bikodim. This is somewhat repetitious. We've already had this many, many times. Dein Tzarech Mayim Shniim, when you pour it in an entire revius, the water is technically not tame, and therefore technically you don't need to do the Mayim Shniim, although as we brought down already many, many times, the minig is to do so. Umutu Tekev L'Shafshum Zebzeh. You can actually then touch your left and right hands together, because there's no tame water that you have to be concerned about. However, but even though you can have your right and left hands touching each other, you have to make sure that nobody else touches them, as we've already explained, as we explained at the very beginning of this year, because that person's hands are tame, would be metame the water, and the water then would be re-metame your hands. He then brings down the cost of Chayyadim. Mishnah Berurah says the Chayyadim writes, if you already said the bracha al netilas yadayim, and then you remember that you came into contact with somebody else, you have to rewash your hands. However, v'lo yivarach, don't make another bracha. Then he says, what happens if you take the cup with your wet hand? Hainu. Miyad yomin sheshofach le mitchila. So what happens? You take the cup with your right hand that had one pouring on it, so there's water on your right hand that is tame. You now hold the cup's handle, so nitma ozen akli, the handle of the kli becomes tame, my mayim shiyesh al yado. The mayim rishonim tmeim hem, because this is the first waters, and unless you pour the revius, we said that water is tame. So now the water that's on your hand touching the handle of the cup makes the handle of the cup tame. If you now pick up that cup with your left hand, to go and pour the second time on your right hand, your hand becomes tame. You have to dry it up before you can pour the mayim shniim on it. What's the eitz over here? If you pour an entire revius on each hand, then you don't have to worry that you touch something else, because that water is not tame, as we've already mentioned. Or, as we do, pour water on your right hand and then on your right hand. Don't do it on your left hand in between. Pour twice on your right hand and then pour twice on your left hand. And in this way, you don't have to worry about the water making things tame, because the water is all tar in these situations. And this is really reminded us in Deir Shufut number 38. He brings down that if you poured an entire revius and then you touch the ozen of the kli, sheyesh aleha mayim tmeim lefneikim, that did have water on it that was tame, it's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish that you can be makel in this situation. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, based upon what we've learned till now in the last couple of days' shir, as well as today, we can explain the following. When you touch your right hand to your left hand, you're going to make them tame. If you started being metar your right hand, but you then touch it with your left hand, that will make the waters tame again. So he says, based upon this, dafko benoto yodo achas. This is true when you washed your right hand alone. V'achakach shivshu b'chaverta, and then you touched it with your left hand while the right hand is still wet, because that's metame the waters, and the waters then are re-metame your hand. But if you want to wash both your right and left hand together, you can wash them both together. And in that situation, they're both considered like one hand, as we've already learned previously. And therefore, the waters on the right hand aren't metamid by touching the left hand and vice versa, because you're washing them simultaneously. And this is true. Four or five people can do this, as we've already pointed out in an earlier sif. The hands are one next to the other, or ze'al gavze, one on top of the other. As long as the water gets to all of their hands, that's considered bevas achas, and one hand touching the other doesn't metame the water and re-metame the hands. This is considered kiyad achas chashive, ve'ena metame zo ez zo. This will not be metame the waters from the other person's hands, touching that water, and then re-metaming your hands. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun explains, avo benoto rak achas, v'shofach mina l'shnia, if you pour the water only on the right hand, and then some of that water goes onto the left hand, we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Vav, that in this situation where you poured water into your cup of your right hand, and then you take your water from the cup of your right hand and pour it onto your left hand, so even though they didn't touch, and you intended this from the beginning, that's no good. As we've already explained in Siman Kuf Nun Tes Siv Vav, that that's not called Netila from a Kli, and therefore that's no good. Sivkat Nun Aleph, Veinu Metame Zu L'Zu, but if you pour the water simultaneously on both hands, then they don't have the ability to be metame each other. Ule'el B'Simen Kuf Samach, Siv Yugimel, we explained, the B'Shas Hatchach, Ein Tzorach B'Zeh Revi'ez U'Kolechot, and this is acceptable even if you don't pour an entire Revi'ez on both hands simultaneously. El Notam Revi'ez L'Shnayim, you're pouring on two people's hands, first on one person and then on the other person's hands, so each is not getting a full revius, you're only getting a half revius, or mechatzi log l'shosh or bar, as we explained, if you take a half of a log for three or four people, all of this is good as well, rakim hisbik, if you had an interruption between, love all your dam, koshir and atila karoi. This would only be no good if there was a break in between, then you have to be concerned, but if there's no break in between, it's considered one flow here as well. Sivav, the Mechaber writes, Notosh deyodov zuliatzma vzuliatzma, the guy washes his right hand, and then he washes his left hand. And then, v'nimlach, he changes his mind. Pirush nisyoatz, he had an idea. Kishenotal hamayim hashnim, when he's going to pour the second waters, instead of pouring just on the right hand, just on the left hand, b'yigia yodav zulazu v'shofach hashtem kiachas, he then combines his right and left hand together, and the person who's pouring the water pours it on both of them. This doesn't work. Yodav tameos, because his left hand was tamei, had water on it that was tamei from the left hand, that's not a problem. The right hand is tamei, has tummy water on it from the right hand, that's not a problem. But when the right and left hands touch each other, the water that was tummy on the left hand is now matami the right hand. And the water on the right hand that was tummy is now matami the left hand. So that's no good. When the right and the left hand touch each other, to put them together in order to have the second pouring on both of them, as I just explained, the left hand was matami the right hand and vice versa, because the mayim shal gav yad zu, matami mayim shal gabi chaverta, because the water on the left hand isn't matami the left hand, but it is matami the water on the right hand and the right hand, and vice versa. The water on the right hand is not matami the right hand, but now when it comes into contact with the left hand, it's matami the water on the left hand and the left hand. And now when you go and take the second waters and you pour it on both of the hands, lo tiyarus rishonim, it's not able to accomplish the tahara of the rishonim, ki mishenit meis machmas chaverta, it is tameh because of another hand, and therefore the mayim shneim can only be matar the water on your hand that's from that hand, but not from another source. And therefore, ela adarabba, in this situation, gam hashneim nitruhen, even the second waters are now tameh, v'tzorach l'nagiv yodav, as we've already pointed out, you have to dry off your hands, v'lito shneim kiachas, and then you have to go wash them properly in order to do a proper netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Beis explains, "Demayim harishonim kishem pchusim revius tameim." As we've already said, and again, it's somewhat repetitious. We said it over and over again to make sure we get it right. That when you pour less than revius on it, so that the water on the hands is tamei, umetamim zezen. If it touches the other hand, it can be metamiyat, as we've already explained in great detail in yesterday's share and the beginning of today's share in Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Gimel explains, however, once you've dried off the hands, it would be acceptable, hainu, after revius achas, sagi was there, to put the hands together and do a single revius, as we've already explained in Sif Dalin. Hey, that's certainly good over here now. The fact that you did it wrong the first time, but once you've dried it off, you can do it right the second time. Now the Rama adds, Hagah, the Kol Shekein, certainly, Lizar, one should be very careful. Shelo yiga biyado sheshofach olea pam echod. You should be very careful that you shouldn't touch with the hand that you had poured on it one time, liyado ashenis sheshofach olea shtei pamim, with the other hand that you poured on it twice. So, for example, you poured twice on the right hand, and then you pour on the left hand. You have to be very careful you only poured once on the left hand, that you don't take the left hand and touch the right hand. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nundalit explains, U'mashmim iloshim zeh, it's clear from this, the af bezeh hevi adin, dimnoga tzoruch lenagi v'lach. And if you did touch it, you have to go and dry off both hands. The chen kosav lavush. And he says, also look in Sif Katan Memches that we've already discussed earlier today. Sheish Deis proposed was there. We brought down the Yamshel Shlomo that was Meiko, said you don't have to dry off your hand, but the opinion of the Machmirim was that you do have to dry off your hand, and that would certainly be the preferred way to conduct oneself. Siv Zayin. Im shiv shev yadu zubazu, if a person rubbed his hands together, one to the other, yizar shelo yiga chutz mimokom shenoflu bo mayim. If you're washing your hands and you're touching them and rubbing them one together in the proper way, like we've already brought down that you're supposed to. So then, yizar, one should be very careful that you don't touch above the area that you wash, because there will be tamei water over there that could then be rimetame yadayim. Mitnei shehei metamos zoazu, because in that situation, you would be able to be metame your hands. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Hei explains that this is only according to one opinion. He says, hainu, even though you poured an entire vis on your hands, so there's no tummy water on your hands, or you poured the second waters on your hands, so there's no tummy water on your hands. The shifshuf over here is perfectly permissible. According to some, it's required to do the shifshuf, although we don't paskin like that. But you're rubbing your hands together, that's not a problem. However, you have to be careful. If the water that is above the area that you're supposed to wash in the Tilas Yadayim comes into contact now with your hands, that water wasn't metar by the Mayim Shniim or by the pouring of the first waters, and that could be a problem. But under what situation is this a problem? It's a very specific situation. Sivkot and Unvav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mayri, we're talking about Shenotel HaMayim Rak Ad Kishri Etzbiosa. This is going according to the opinion, the Yotzi Yedei Netila Lahar Beposkim Kimvur B'Simukuv Samachalev, that the opinion that says you only have to wash up until the knuckles. And while we suggest that you always go up to the wrist, there are many posts that say if you wash until the knuckles, it's okay. But according to this opinion, ulamala mishon, between the knuckle and the wrist, according to the opinion, says you only have to wash to the knuckle. They are moded that for truma you had to wash up until the wrist, while for chulin you may only have to wash till the knuckle. But since the truma requires washing till the wrist, so this area is an area of the hand that can be metame the water. Even though the Mishnah Berurah explains that this opinion says you don't have to wash beyond the knuckle for chulin, since for truma, we don't eat truma nowadays, but when they ate truma, they had to wash definitely, according to all opinions, up to the wrist. Therefore, the water between the wrist and the knuckle, if you're not careful and you touch the area between the knuckle and the wrist, so that could re-metame your hands. However, but if you touch water on the forearm above the wrist, then that definitely is not a problem. And therefore, if you wash till the wrist, you don't have to be concerned about this. Because all the poskim, although the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Gimel in the Sharet Zion brings down, except for the opinion of the Aruch, who says that it can be metame, but all the other poskim, the Beis Yosef and Shar poskim, all bring down that that's not a problem if your hands touch above the wrist, even if it's wet over there. Vida. Furthermore, yeah, it's the Kol Mashat Tzorach Lizar. Everything that we said, you have to be careful over here. Shaloli Galamalim Mokum Shigam Mayim Hurak Ba Od Yodov Lachos. That you have to be careful not to touch above an area where the waters may be tame is only while your hands are still wet from the Netilas Yadayim. However, the Achakach, once your hands are dry, Shikar Nigev Yodo Ain't Tzorach Lizar B'Zak Klav. Then you don't have to be concerned about this at all. And therefore, Va'af Im Nislachachu Achakach Les Lamba. If your hands became wet over there, and you touched over there with your fingers to some other place on your body that was wet, kivan shekratia yod v'nigvan, since your hands were made tar and you dried them off, it isn't a concern. This concludes today's shiur.